I have worked in a very difficult country situations like Yemen and other. Zimbabwe, the women get the equal rights and etc. But of course, the poverty and economic deprivation is also hitting them. So therefore, we need to work towards economic empowerment of women. Number two is political empowerment, and the steps up towards bringing them into parliament is a step in the right direction. Third is there are many women as the head of the department and ministries, you call it permanent secretaries, but maybe we need to increase a bit more there. So in principle, I would say, you know, Zimbabwe doesn't have a social or cultural barrier on women.
Can I ask you, in terms of political representation, how Zimbabwe is doing compared to other African countries?
I would say the only country probably which has the highest women representation in parliament is Rwanda. So probably Zimbabwe is the second best. And by the way, we have program between the UNDP and various development partners like European Union and Sweden to help strengthen these parliamentarian, so they have a strong role to play in securing political rights for women.
Child marriage remains a big problem in the country. Why is that?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. One is poverty, which pushes family numbers reduced. The second is also, I would say, some element of culture or social issues. But compared to many other countries, I think it's still good, and there is an equal representation in school. So what we need to push is educate, and there's an effort to make a law restricting child marriage. There was a court case recently which stopped the child marriage, and it's moving into a legal issue.